And good morning, everybody. It is the Buzzer Beater here on Saturday morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Matt Pilger, Michael Doherty, Maddie Tolbert back in the studio this morning. And it is in the middle of high school basketball season, and it's going to be fast and furious this February.
Absolutely is. We'll talk about the schedule coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm still, you know, looking for some tush. And, of course, that means the tush push is coming to the NFL, and of course I'm talking, of course, the Chiefs and the Eagles, and the tush push is something that they refer to with Philadelphia. We'll talk about that a little bit later on as well, but we've got some guests in studio.
Absolutely we do. From Mexico Bulldogs basketball, joining us in the studio this morning, Charlie Fisher and Caden Benny, and want to say good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys in here. Three-game win streak going on for the Mexico Bulldogs basketball team right now, and it's been quite the past couple of games. It all started off in Macon last week. It was on the road. Then you guys had a nice win against Kirksville, and you topped that all off against a Palmyra team that was very good. 14 wins for Palmyra, but you guys from start to finish just kind of, you came out very, very motivated. We're going to talk to Charlie Fisher first here. Your first ever high school career dunk, right? In a regular season game, if we will. Yeah. You have dunked before, but tell us a little bit about the dunk on Tuesday night that kind of got everybody up on their feet.
Well, kind of hesitant because, you know, the one before I missed against Kirksville, wide open, so I got the steal. Then no one was really around me, so I just went up and went for it.
Absolutely. What was the mood before the game? I mean, you guys came out very, very motivated against Palmyra, but it seemed like everybody was really on the same page. Was this something you guys talked about, or were you just kind of gaining momentum from the previous two games?
Yeah, so we played really well in that fourth quarter against Kirksville, so we brought that momentum in, and we knew Palmyra was pretty good, so, and we just hadn't really had like a statement game like that, so we came in ready to go and got the job done.
Absolutely. Caden, Benny, a great night for you, near career night, but as we were talking about Hannibal, you had 25 points, but you put up 24 against Palmyra, and it was raining threes over at the Filbert Gym. Well, what was right about your game on Tuesday night against Palmyra?
I don't know. It's just one of those nights where everything was falling, you know, felt good. My teammates found me, and that's how it goes.
Absolutely.
Does it feel like you can't miss when you get in that rhythm?
Sometimes it does, but you know, it definitely feels good to hit a couple shots and just keep them rolling in, but it's good.
So let's talk about the other side of that. When you miss your first couple, do you start to stress a little bit, start to fret a little bit, or do you just say, you know what, I just got to keep shooting?
You know, it's more of that just keep shooting mentality. But at the same time, if you're missing shots, then you got to find your teammates, because I'm sure they're probably hitting. We got a good team.
Yeah. Charlie, how about you? What's that feel like for you? I mean, you're not called on to be a scorer really like Caden is right now. I think that probably changes a little bit next year. But how's that for you? I mean, when you are hitting shots, do you just want to keep getting the ball?
Yeah, and just keep shooting. But if I'm not hitting shots and I got a good team around me, just to dish it and they'll hit them.
Yeah, so. Dish it or just dunk it and then, you know.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. You're kind of your guys' identity. I know there was a question mark there at the beginning of the season. Who is this Mexico basketball team this year? But you guys are kind of finding your identity. What would you guys say that is? Because I'm trying to figure out, are you guys better defensively? Are you a great offensive team? But it all clicked the other night. What do you guys kind of think your identity is? Are you known more for your defense or your offense? What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like we're really good on both sides, but it all starts with defense. And when we're playing well defensively, then I feel like it generates our offense. Then we're pretty good.
Caden, what do you think?
I would agree with that. You know, when we have good defensive nights, our offense always seems to flow with it, and that definitely helps.
Let's go back to that Kirksville game. You guys go to Kirksville, 66-48, the final. And you talked about how you started feeling clicking a little bit there in the second half of that game. What was it about that contest that kind of started giving you guys some confidence?
You know, we had a rough first half, gave up, I think, 30-some points. But that second half, we only gave up 18. I think that's really what started clicking was our defense. We found on the defensive end, and it gave us energy to go to the offensive end and score it.
I understand there was a little side bet going on with Coach Devin Scott. If you guys would have won by 20, what was the deal on that?
If we would have won by 20, there was no running.
But you only won by 18. So you still had to run. He didn't.
Yeah. Yep.
He didn't relax and say, "Well, close enough. You guys don't." He still made you run.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this week because it's going to be a very busy schedule. You guys are going to have four games in 5 days, only one home game, but you're going to start off with Warrenton. That's going to be on the road. Kind of your thoughts about Warrenton and going on the road early on Tuesday night, Charlie?
They've got some talent, but we just got to come ready to play. All these games this week are winnable for us, but we got to be ready to get the job done.
Which one's the toughest game this week, do you think?
And we might add, there's Fulton on Wednesday. There's Moberly on Friday.
Yeah, and then Quincy Notre Dame on Saturday.
And yeah,
so you think which one?
I don't know. Probably Moberly.
Yeah, that's the winner.
Moberly or Fulton?
Yeah.
So is it Fulton because it's Fulton, or is it Moberly because it's winter warming? It's the third game in 4 days, or is it because just because of their matchups?
I definitely think Moberly is a good team. They gave Kirksville a run for their money the other day. But with it being winter warming, you know, everybody always wants to take that winter warming game.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Is there one game in particular this week that you're looking forward to more than the rest? I always think about Fulton and the rivalry game. It's at their place. You always like to go in there and get a win. Or is it the trip to Quincy Notre Dame? Because that's going to be a big game as well. Any particular game that you look forward to?
Probably the Quincy Notre Dame game. It's going to be pretty fun. There's probably going to be a pretty good environment there at their place Saturday night, so pretty looking forward to that one.
Absolutely. Caden, for you?
I'm just looking forward to all of them. I mean, anytime I can go out and play basketball with my teammates, it's pretty fun.
No doubt about it. We're looking forward, or at least we are looking ahead a little bit to districts, some of those teams that are in there. Kirksville, Centralia, you guys have played them already this season and got some wins against them. Kind of what are your goals getting set to go into districts this last part of the season?
Well, we played pretty well against Palmyra, and that's right now is where we're wanting to play our best basketball. So if we just keep it going and reach our peak around districts, then we should be good to go.
No doubt. Caden?
Coach Pappas is always talking about we got to get on the run here and build up steam. I definitely think that's what we want to do. We want to win out, build up steam, and be ready for districts.
Well, I know people are talking about streaking right now as far as win streaks go. That's been the topic of conversation. Is that something that's in the front of your mind that you would like to put together a lot of wins getting ready to go into districts?
Yeah, right now, you know, we could probably win the rest of our games on our schedule if we play how we did the other night. So we're looking forward to build momentum going into districts.
I'm a little concerned about the whole streaking thing because it's my understanding this was a P.J. Perkins statement, and Monday is P.J. Day, and obviously it wouldn't take much to go from P.J.'s to streaking.
Oh, no.
And
you're supposed to wear your P.J.'s to school on Monday.
These kids have never been streaking, I can tell.
Yeah.
It's too cold for all of that. It's not flattering. I'll tell you that very much right now. What about the Dog Pound? I mean, we've got Maddie here. She's a member of the Dog Pound. How important is the Dog Pound to you guys in those games whenever they show up in full force and they're rooting for you guys?
It's great. I mean, they're all good. It's pretty important to us. You know, they bring energy. And they help us, you know, when we're playing at home, help us pull through with their energy. So,
okay, and you feed off that energy whenever you're running up and down the court and you see the Dog Pound going crazy over on the bleachers?
Yeah, it definitely feels good, and we're grateful for them that they show up. But their energy is just unmatched half the time.
Wow, feels good to hear.
All right.
Well, it's fun when they hit a three and everyone's like, boom! Like, I just like it. It's fun.
We like it too, very much. Guys, I know you got a busy week ahead of you. I want to say the best of luck on the rest of the season. And as always, we appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Caden, Benny, Charlie Fisher from Mexico Basketball, our guests this morning. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Mizzou basketball. We're going to talk Kansas City Chiefs and, well, the St. Louis Blues. They're struggling just a little bit. We'll talk about that as well on the Buzzer Beater. It's all coming up next on AM 1340 KXEO.